Introducing Bluehost Cloud, ultra-fast WordPress hosting with 100% uptime. Want a website with unmatched power, speed, and control? Of course you do. And now you can have all three with Bluehost Cloud, the new web hosting plan from Bluehost. With 100% uptime and incredibly speedy load times, your WordPress websites will be dependable and lightning fast on a global scale. Plus, your sites can handle even the biggest traffic spikes without going down or lagging. And with Bluehost Cloud, you get 24/7 WordPress priority support, meaning you're connected to WordPress experts anytime you need them. Not to mention, you automatically get daily backups and world-class security. So, what are you waiting for? Get Bluehost Cloud today by visiting Bluehost.com. That's Bluehost.com.
It's everyone's worst nightmare, fire. And the USA has the second highest fire death rate in the industrialized world.
So what can you do to prevent house fires?
Well, to keep your family safe, read Fight Fires at Home with these tips. When you hit MoneyPit.com, just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, you are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
This is a very special edition of the Money Pit being broadcast live from the 2007 International Builders Show in Orlando, Florida. It's a mecca for construction pros. It's an inside industry event. It's not open to the public, so we're basically here spilling the beans.
Yeah, I love telling secrets. You know I can't hold water. And that's why we are bringing you the best of the best right here from the show floor, which, might I add, is about 1 million square feet.
It's unbelievable. This hour, we're going to tell you about products and services that are bringing innovation and efficiency to home construction, including a brand new click-in-place hardwood floor that can be installed without, you ready for this, glues, nails, or staples.
Yeah, and this next one is a newest do-it-yourself project, concrete countertops.
Wow.
I've never heard of that before. I'm anxious to learn all about that.
And we're going to talk about trends in indoor air quality with advice on how to keep the air you breathe inside your house as clean as possible.
Yeah, exactly. And also some ways that propane is making it possible for folks in places near and far to have the comfort of gas heat. But up first, the very first home improvement how-to show is breaking new ground again.
That's right. The folks at This Old House are transforming a historic house in Austin, Texas, into a green home. And here to tell us all about it is Kevin O'Connor, host of the show. So, Kevin, tell us all about going green.
Well, I got to say, I think This Old House has been doing green ideas and green building projects for the last 27 years of our history. But this is the first time that we're doing a project soup to nuts.
Well, now we're all about labels.
Yeah, and it wasn't cool before.
Yeah. We
are putting it under the big umbrella. So the headline is, we have gone to Austin, Texas. And the reason for that is because it is the first, and I would say the most respected green building program in the country. When people think green, they think Austin,
Texas.
Do
most states have green building programs, or is this something only in Austin?
Some states have green building programs. I wouldn't say most states at this point. It's a very sort of loose organization of various folks, communities, as opposed to states, generally the ones who are organizing these programs. And then, of course, there are some national movements, leads. Everyone's familiar with that.
How did Austin become really the hotbed for this?
Well, I think Austin, you know, it's the sensibility of the folks who started this 20-some-odd years ago. They decided that this was important to them as a community, and they got the folks on board, and it stuck, and it has been maturing over the last 20 years. And so that's why we went there.
So let's start, when you talk about going green, let's kind of define it. What are we talking about? We're talking about, for example, you know, local production,
that
you cut down on transportation fuels?
Absolutely, you know, but it is a tough thing to define. Everyone's got their own definitions.
Yeah, and I think that's what makes it confusing for consumers to really understand. It's going to be one of those terms that gets overused, too, by certain builders that really don't have the consumer's interest in mind. So how does a consumer know if they're really building a green house or doing a green remodeling?
You know, I think a lot of it is common sense. It's not easy to give someone a playbook and hand them the cheat sheet and say, this is how you get green. It is a lot of commonsensical building practices. Are you using sustainable materials? Are you creating an energy efficient house? Are you creating a healthy environment to live in? And what are you doing to the environment outside of your house?
What is your footprint that you're leaving?
Absolutely. And so you think about those three principles, whether you call them green, whether you call them energy efficient, whether you call them high performance, it is good sense, smart building practices. And you don't have to call it green to say that you're building smart. So it, for me, it is about efficiencies, it is about sustainability, and it is about healthy environments. The products we use, the way we use them.
Now, this old house predominantly is a remodeling show. So
correct.
How far do you have to take things apart to get down to where you need to be to make things green?
I think most people would tell you that it is harder to get green in a remodel than it is in
a new build.
Because you're starting with something that is inherently not necessarily green.
Inefficient,
right. And so our case, it means digging into the walls. Mm-hmm. It means actually taking down the structure. So I shouldn't say structure, but taking down things like wallboard so that you can get in there and insulate. Insulating places that have never been insulated before.
Mm-hmm.
For us, it was the roof. It was an uninsulated space. In Texas, that's a no-no because you're trying to beat the heat. So now we had to go into that, pop it up, put insulation in there. And then you're adding brand new things, which you can add easily to a renovation or a new build, something like solar panels on the roof
right.
or a rainwater collection system.
What about like tankless water heaters?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, if you're doing a renovation, we switched out the old-fashioned water heater. Believe it or not, it was up in the attic space.
Oh,
there are
crazy.
No foundations out there in Texas, many places in Texas. So we put in a tankless water heater. It's actually one of the easier retrofits you can do, and it's a good bang for your buck.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and you always end up with more space because they're so small.
They're so small. They're absolutely
and
fantastic.
And you mentioned in your talking points formaldehyde-free MDF. I mean, we all use MDF for building materials, especially when you need something inexpensive and efficient, and that's sort of always been green, but I had never heard of formaldehyde-free.
A perfect example of, you know, that's the problem with definitions. People have been grabbing MDF for years. Norm Abram uses it. He's our master carpenter on the show, New Yankee Workshop, obviously. He's been grabbing it for its stability to build cabinets with.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it is made from recycled wood products, and now with the near formaldehyde-free options, it also helps contribute to a healthy work environment, healthy living environment.
But is that labeled clearly, or when I'm at the home center, is it MDF is MDF, or do I got to look for this specifically?
This is part of the movement that I think is happening right now. We were talking earlier about maybe whether it's the tipping point or not, and I think it will come when the consumer starts asking for it and the retailers
and
start
the retailer
labeling
to get them.
And you can actually see this now as you walk through a lot of the big box stores. This is a recycled material. This is a sustainable material. This is a low chemical, low VOC, low formaldehyde.
Mm-hmm.
Once they start putting it out there, once people are educated, that's when folks will choose it because it's an easy decision. If you had the choice between one piece of MDF and another piece of MDF and one of them doesn't have formaldehyde.
And one of them is so bad for you.
What are you going to pick?
And also, I think there's a perception that when you take chemicals out, the product becomes not as good, not as durable, not as long-lasting. Because we've seen that, for example, with paint. You know, one of the reasons that lead was in paint, because it actually made the paint last longer.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Now, it turns out it could kill you.
Sure.
Yeah. But beside the point, you know, we took it out, and the paint didn't last as long. I think that the technology, though, in the construction of these materials has gotten so good that we can actually make products that are really green without taking anything away from them.
We are using, we used a low VOC paint in the house that has cut down the VOCs by about 6 times. And the first question we asked was exactly what you said, Tom.
Right.
How's
this
going to perform?
Right.
Am I trading performance for
durability
for livability? And I'm not a scientist, so I'm not going to sit here and spit the facts back to you, but that's what these people are figuring out. They are not going to sell this to the professional who's going to end up putting it in the home for the customer if it doesn't perform.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what folks are doing right now. Keep the performance or maybe even improve the performance and reduce the toxicity.
So it's the smart choice and the right choice. It would be your first choice.
Absolutely.
So.
We're talking to Kevin O'Connor. He is the host, of course, of This Old House. The TV schedule listings are online at thisoldhouse.com/TV schedule. Speaking of manufacturers, we're broadcasting here at IBS courtesy of Grace Construction Products from their booth. And Larry Shapiro is the business director from Grace. I asked him to sit in with us and give us the manufacturer's perspective. What's been the demand for green from your perspective, Larry? You guys must be following these trends.
Definitely. And it's been a trend for a long time now, and it's really starting to gain steam. I mean, the things that we do are keep the weather out of your building. And fundamentally, that keeps your insulation working better. It keeps you from having air infiltration.
Improves
your efficiency, durability, sustainability, exactly what Kevin was talking about. And that's been a great trend for our business.
So the more efficient the house, generally the greener the house is, correct?
Right. I mean, in all respects. I mean,
right.
It lasts longer and it costs less to keep condition.
Kevin, when do those episodes start to air?
We're airing right now. They're coming on this week. It's different by country, but the Austin episode, it's going to be 8 weeks. We're going to take you from the diagnostic of this house from the beginning when the homeowners decided to do the renovation, and we're going to take you all the way through to the end where we are trying to get a 5-star rating from the Austin Green Building Program. It's the highest rating that they can give, less than 1% of the houses they certify.
You're going to have to wait 8 weeks to see if you got it?
You're going to have to wait. but I'm telling you right now, this old house, you know, we can do magic, and we're going to pull a couple rabbits out of our hat.
Well, we were saying before, it really was the first reality television show.
It still is reality, too. You know, that's the great thing about it. Yeah. The people we put on the show are the folks that are really doing the job. When we go out to Austin, we're using the local contractors who are out there working on this thing, and they're smart, intelligent, they're the real builders, and we like to showcase the craftsmen.
Thank you very much, Kevin O'Connor, the host of This Old House, and Larry Shapiro from Grace Construction Products. Stand by. I want to ask you more about those products. We're going to take a short break.
All right. Coming up, more from the International Builder Show of 2007 up next. And in a moment, hardwood floors that click into place. No glue, no staples, no nails.
Plus, if your roof is your first line of defense from the elements, you better make sure it's working properly. We're going to give you the ABCs of how to build a better roof after this. 888-MONEY-PIT.
The walls in your home hold memories, hopes, dreams, and quite possibly, mold. You see, traditional drywall has paper on both sides, which combined with moisture can allow conditions that cause mold. That's why more people are insisting on a new paperless drywall called Dens Armor from Georgia-Pacific. Unlike conventional paper-faced drywall, Dens Armor has glass mat facings on both sides, and no paper on the surface means one less place for mold to get started. It's that simple and that revolutionary. If you eliminate the paper, you reduce the chances for mold. If you're building or remodeling, stop feeding mold by using Dens Armor. To find out more, go to stopfeedingmold.com or ask about it at your local building supply retailer.
I want to keep my home for as long as I can because there are a lot of memories here. I read a little bit about making my house more comfortable and wanted to make my mom's house safer too. AARP told me about making mom's bedroom door wider and taping down her floor rugs. And I added handrails to our staircases. It was all simple and inexpensive thanks to AARP's tips. Now our homes fit our lifestyles and are ready for years to come.
To bring comfort, safety, and a future to any home, visit us online at aarp.org/universalhome.
Table saw. 18-volt drill driver. 8-piece combo kit.
You don't have to just wish you had the power tools you really want. With Ryobi, you can actually afford them. Ryobi Power Tools. Professional features, affordable prices. And they sound really good, too. Ryobi. Exclusively at the Home Depot.
When it's time to choose a new entryway for your home, choose the brand more building professionals prefer. Therma-Tru Doors. Therma-Tru pioneered the fiberglass door. Today, Therma-Tru Doors come in more styles and colors than any other brand. Classic Craft represents Therma-Tru's premium collection. Fiber Classic is Therma-Tru's original wood grain fiberglass door. Or choose Smooth Star fiberglass for the look of smooth painted wood. But no matter which Therma-Tru entryway you select, you've chosen the most preferred name in the business. Visit Therma-Tru.com.
AARP is proud to sponsor the Money Pit. Visit www.aarp.org/universalhome to learn more about making your home more functional and comfortable for years to come.
Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, being broadcast live from the 2007 International Builder Show in Orlando, Florida. It's the happiest place on earth if you're a construction pro.
Yeah, exactly. And there's over 1 million square feet of show floor here. And the best part is that Tom and I are pounding the pavement to bring you the best without all that mileage on your legs.
Absolutely.
And we are going to bring you, actually, we're bringing you this broadcast courtesy of our friends at Grace Construction, and they are the leading manufacturer of weather barriers and waterproofing products for your home. And Larry Shapiro is here from Grace, and Larry is the business director for Grace Residential Building Materials.
Larry, you know, one of the things that our listeners don't really realize is that a roof is a system. You know, there are many parts, they all work together, and you guys make a lot of the products that go in there. So I thought, why don't we sort of build a roof?
Well, it's like the hidden heroes.
Right, the virtually speaking right here, starting with the plywood roof deck. Talk about the importance of what goes under the roof, what you don't see, and how that really needs to go together so that we don't get the complaints of the leak calls later on.
Sure. I mean, it's really pretty simple. Your plywood roof deck. And that's the part you don't see. And the top you do see is the shingles. But in the middle is something called a roofing underlayment. And what a roofing underlayment does is really prevent roof leaks if the roof is prevented from shedding water in any way.
Right.
And that can happen because of ice dams in the wintertime or wind-driven rain. Or in the worst cases, if the shingles blow off altogether, a roofing underlayment is left on the roof
to protect it.
To protect it and keep the water
now,
out of your building.
Traditionally, when you think underlayment, you think tar paper or felt paper, the same thing. But there's a lot of synthetic membranes, and that's particularly what Grace does. So why is that so important?
Yeah, these membranes are much more durable and much more effective at keeping water out than traditional felts, which usually have a life expectancy on your roof, especially during installation of, you know, minutes and something.
Yeah, minutes, exactly. The stuff gets wet, it melts away.
Exactly. So there's really two categories. There's waterproofing membranes. These would be adhesive membranes that go on your roof. Or there's new synthetic membranes that are applied and mechanically fastened, similar to what felt does, just with a lot higher performance.
And also, whenever you get a leak, it's usually through a protrusion through the roof. The shingle doesn't leak in the middle of the shingle, but it's where a plumbing pipe comes through or a chimney is. And you guys got some innovative flashing products that help actually make up for those odd spaces. Talk about some of that.
We do. Obviously, any roof detail where you get a strange angle or something unusual coming through the roof, that's a danger zone.
Right.
That's where you're going to have problems when you have problems. So we make membrane products that go under the shingles. You don't see them, but they're there working to keep those danger zones waterproof. Even when the rest of the roof maybe doesn't work so well, you never notice.
With roofs, generally, depending on the roofing material, you're looking at a lifetime of, you know, 20 years to 50 years, depending on what you choose. What if you have a roof and you didn't quite take the right steps with the underlayment? Can you go back and fix some things?
If it's a small area, sometimes you can. Generally speaking, if you have major problems on your roof, it's time to re-roof. If you have a problem with a flashing area or one small area, yes, that can be fixed and an underlayment can be added and you're good to go.
Let's talk about a problem that's happening right now, ice damming across the country. We're getting snow. Mm-hmm. The snow is melting. It goes down. It hits the edge of the roof. It freezes. It builds up a dam. And then the water...
And the symptom is icicles. That's what you would see.
That's right. You don't want to see icicles. Icicles are a bad thing.
Icicles are beautiful, but they're also a sign of a roof in trouble.
Now, you guys have a product, actually is probably one of your first products, if I'm not correct, the Ice and Water Shield. I've been using it in my construction projects for many, many years.
Right.
And I think it's important to understand why that is different than say, just a standard underlayment.
Yeah, Ice and Water Shield is our flagship. And that goes up on the eave, again, under the shingles, to protect the roof from leaks. That ice dam that you were talking about, the standing water behind it, and a slope roof works by shedding water. It's not waterproof. So when you get that standing water up there, it goes under the shingles, comes right into the house. If you have Ice and Water Shield, the water still goes under the shingles, hits the Ice and Water Shield, and can't get in the house. So the next question, of course, is, but Larry, we nailed our roofing shingles through this membrane. There's like a million holes in it.
Right.
What Ice and Water Shield does is it's specially formulated to grab and seal around all those nail holes.
Mm-hmm.
So even though the membrane's got a bunch of nails through it.
You showed me a demonstration once where we stretched across the top of a glass of water and shoved a bunch of nails in and turned it upside
down.
Nothing happened. Stuck to it. It was completely sealed.
That's exactly right.
Larry Shapiro from Grace, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. And thank you for hosting us here for this broadcast. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show being broadcast to you live from the 2007 International Builders Show. Now, on to a way to bring hardwood floors into your home with, you ready for this, a quick click. The new hardwood floors from Armstrong actually lock together without glues, nails, or staples.
And they come in dozens of wood types from oak to Australian wormy chestnut. And here to tell us about that is Brian Slingla from Armstrong. So, Brian, what's new in flooring?
What's new in flooring? A lot of things are new in flooring for us. We're very excited here at the Builder Show to talk about innovative solutions. which for Armstrong is across every product category that we have a new and innovative way to either install it or something that's new and unique from a visual standpoint.
Wow, too. So there's lots happening at the Armstrong booth, my
Absolutely.
Goodness.
Now talk to us about this locking floor, because yep. I mean, typically you have standard hardwood, which is solid planks that mm-hmm. have to be nailed in place.
Exactly.
And then you have engineered that's typically maybe glued in yep. place. And now you guys have come up with a way to actually make it easier to install it with a click. Is this similar to your laminate floors that sort of lock together?
Exactly, exactly. The installation process is very similar to laminate mm-hmm. in that basically you create the angle, you engage in the product, and then you flip it down. So the installation piece or the click piece is actually built into the wood itself.
And this is the locking hardwood we're talking about.
Exactly.
Is it a solid hardwood or is it engineered?
It's an engineered product, and that allows us to create that almost tongue and groove look to it that allows it
and
to
then
flip
it in. Also allows the homeowner to put it any darn place they like in their house.
Exactly.
The basement, the kitchen,
yep.
the bathroom.
Now, because it locks together, I yep. guess the whole completed floor floats.
In other it
words,
does.
There's no attachment point. You bring it to within maybe a quarter of inch
yep.
of the wall and then just cover it with molding?
A quarter inch gap around the exterior of the installation, and then a quarter inch molding around the edge allows the floor to float a little bit mm-hmm. so that as the seasons change a little bit and you get a little bit of growth and shrinkage within the home, you have that gap so that you avoid buckling.
Now, I know one of the points is that they can snap together and unsnap,
yes.
but why would I ever want to unsnap my floor?
The benefit there is if, for whatever reason, you happen to get a little bit of damage on one of the boards, it's very easy to pull out versus something that's glued in or nailed
mm-hmm.
down.
Good point.
Much more permanent. So
not
it's
like I'm moving and I want to take it
right.
with me.
Exactly. One of the other
but you
realities.
Could.
Yeah, exactly. One of the other realities for consumers is they want to change out their looks more quickly. And what
mm-hmm.
a floor like this provides them with is the ability to do that without really disturbing the floor prep or anything like that. So it becomes much easier for them to change their looks quickly.
Let's talk about durability, because mm-hmm. I think for many, many years, pre-finished flooring was known to be not very durable.
Sure.
I mean, the finishes were very, very soft. And
yep.
then we had this sort of industry change to aluminum oxide finishes that were mm-hmm. factory applied that is really the same material that sandpaper is made out of.
Mm-hmm.
When you purchase a flooring product, are there different grades of durability when it comes to pre-finish?
Sure, absolutely. And the easiest way to understand that is by looking at the warranty and really understanding
mm-hmm.
Everything that's applied within that warranty. Length of warranty is one good way to gauge the overall durability of the product. One of the other processes that Armstrong has is something called acrylic impregnation that we use mostly for our commercial lines. But by applying an acrylic impregnation into a floor, it gives it a great amount of durability.
So that's almost like a finish that would be a top coat, but built into
exactly.
that engineered wood or that laminate veneer that's on there.
Exactly. We call it a through-color process, and what that means, it's similar to a radish versus a carrot. Carrot, you cut through it, you have color the entire way through it. On a radish, you only see the color on the very top. So acrylic impregnation provides us
with the carrot.
Exactly.
Yeah. But you don't need a stick.
No, exactly. No stick.
Now let's talk a little bit about repair. What if you know the unthinkable happens and you drag something across the floor, you put
sure.
a deep gouge in a pre-finished board.
Can you refinish
How do you repair it?
You can. In an engineered board, a lot of people have the misconception that it can't be sanded and refinished.
But
and
the
absolutely
top layer is so thin, right?
It is, but when you think about the amount of product that you have to take off in order to get down to the true wood, it's
right.
not very much. And oftentimes you can refinish a floor two and perhaps three
really?
Times, depending on
I didn't know that.
I had no idea
that
you could do that.
Yeah. Very, very interesting. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Brian Slingoff from Armstrong, the new locking hardwood floor. Available now?
Available now.
All right,
oh, great.
I want to put Wormy Chestnut in my house. Just
I know,
to say
and
that
it's
I
so
have
beautiful.
It.
You get the opportunity to really choose, because it's not solid all the way through, you can choose something that would be a little bit more high-end or pricey without seeing that price point travel, because you're not getting a solid version of that hardwood. It's just a thin layer. And their warranties are fantastic.
Plus, you could put it anywhere. You could put it in the bathroom. You could put it in the basement, places you would never dream
mm-hmm.
of being able to put solid hardwood.
Well, anywhere you get a tremendous amount of moisture.
Absolutely. You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, being broadcast live from the Grace Construction Products booth at the 2007 International Builders Show. Up next, a very high-tech way to breathe easier in your home. We're going to learn about whole house air cleaners that can remove everything from dust to mold to even viruses after this.
You live in a Money Pit.
This portion of the Money Pit is being brought to you by Ryobi, manufacturer of professional feature power tools and accessories with an affordable price for the do-it-yourselfer. Ryobi Power Tools. Pro features. Affordable prices. Available exclusively at the Home Depot. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Welcome back to this hour of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, being broadcast from the 2007 International Builder Show in Orlando, Florida. You can't be here, so we are here as your home improvement reporters to learn about the coolest, the newest, the greatest products and innovation that you're going to see in your home over the next 12 months.
That's right. And you know what? Winter is a prime time for illnesses, especially as germs and dust and mold and other invaders make their way into your home and set up camp. You know, they're staying for the long haul.
Absolutely. It's nice and warm, and there are usually no open windows for escape. And that's where a whole house air cleaner comes in. It's an air cleaner that you can get that gets rid of much of the mold, much of the dust, and even germs in your house. Joining us to tell us more is Dave Reifstick from April Air. Hey, Dave, welcome to the program.
Hey. Good afternoon. Thanks for having us.
So do you think that consumers are becoming more and more aware of, you know, the air quality inside their home because they're feeling things, or are they noticing because homes are being built more tight? What sort of drives the necessity?
Probably a little bit of both, but there's no question that as homes become built tighter and tighter, you're trapping everything inside the house, so it's not able to breathe as much as it used to years ago when they were a little bit more drafty.
Which was a good thing because it would help sort of circulate the air in the home.
Well, absolutely. You know, an older house probably had 6 to 8 air changes per hour. And now when you build a house that's
just
well
from
built,
natural occurrences
right, natural,
of gaps
right.
in building.
You know, now, I guess, what would be a perfect ventilated house? Maybe like 3/4 to 1 air change per hour or something like that.
Yeah, even a tight house might be even 1/3 of an air change
really?
Per hour. So
when
you're building to a lot of these standards now with double, triple pane windows and the wraps and everything and caulking the nooks and crannies.
Well, you want to keep your heated air in.
Well, talk to us about how a whole house air cleaner actually works. I mean, we think of the room air cleaners that actually work in one room. Yeah. But this is something that's permanently installed and covers the entire house. How is that possible?
Well, that's right. It actually installs in your ductwork near where your furnace or heat pump, your forced air conditioning system would be. It mounts right into the ductwork so that whenever that fan is running, you're pulling air across a high-efficiency air cleaner, which in essence scrubs the dirty air and spits out clean air on the other side.
And this is the media that we're talking about. You know, Tom and I had the opportunity to come to the April Air's factory and see how the entire whole house air cleaner is made. And this media, which is essentially the filter, is like 72 linear feet.
It stretches. It's 78 square feet. And if you stretched it out,
That's
it would
huge.
Stretch almost 30 to 40 feet long. So you've got a high performance with a minimal amount of maintenance. And yet it doesn't really, one of the other things you need to look at is how much does it restrict the airflow when it's actually installed in the system. So I still want to get at my volume of heating and cooling out the other end. So you don't want to restrict the airflow.
Let's talk about the things. I mean, we all know what dust looks like. We wipe it off our furniture all the time. Let's talk about the things that you can't see that this unit is very effective at, like bacteria and a mold and pollen. How much of a demand is for that, and does the filter also take that out, or is there an electronic portion that sort of contributes to that?
Well, there is the electronic portion is what really gets down into the smaller stuff, the stuff that we can't see that's invisible, and that's the stuff really that's probably most harmful from a health perspective.
Well, as far as respiratory and allergens, I mean, that's really what you feel when you notice that there's something not right with the air in the home.
That's it. Virus-sized particles, bacteria, all the stuff that's floating around that's around us every day. Right now, it's here. We just can't see it. A lot of times when you see the sun shining through a window, you
then
see all
you
that's
see the particulate.
Exactly.
Exactly, but you don't see it right now.
So if we had the whole home air cleaner when the sun was beaming in, would I notice any particles at all?
You still would, because anytime you're walking around, you're stirring things up. So for a whole house air cleaner to clean the air has got to make its way to the air cleaner.
Well, that's what makes the HVAC system so efficient at actually doing that.
Yes.
And that really does scrub the entire house. Dave Reifstick from April Air, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. Coming up, concrete. It's not just for basements anymore. We're going to have great tips on installing a concrete countertop in your home yourself.
And is your water heater dumb? Well, most likely it's heating up the water that you need, whether you need it or not, wasting your energy. Find out what you can do to be smart about your hot water usage after this.
Money Pit!
Is dryness a problem in your home? Especially in winter months, dry air can make skin itchy. Make your throat and nose dry.
I can't talk!
And don't forget about static shock. It also causes walls, hardwood floors, and home furnishings to become dry and cracked. Put an end to dry air problems with an April Air automatic humidifier, the best cure for indoor air dryness. Never too dry, never too moist. Just the optimum amount of humidity based on outdoor temperatures. Protect your health, your comfort, and your furnishings by putting an end to dry air with whole home humidification from April Air. Now, doesn't that feel better? April Air. Fresh ideas for indoor air. Give your home an attraction that reaches all the way to the curb. Add a Classic Craft fiberglass entryway from Therma-True. Classic Craft, a stunning AccuGrain technology, captures all the beauty and luxury of premium hardwood, but won't split, crack, or rot. Add a sparkling custom touch with decorative glass door tiles, side lights, and transom, too. When you do, studies show your home's perceived value rises as much as 6%. Let the curb appeal of a Classic Craft entryway enhance your home's look and value. Visit Therma-True.com.
Somewhere, a guy is tossing his golf clubs into the water. But you, you'd rather build, say, a burled maple coffee table. Ryobi woodworking tools let you do it. Ryobi gives you the power and precision you need to succeed at prices that help you get going. Of course, there's still some equipment involved, but it's power tools, and you don't have to wear those funny clothes to use them. Ryobi power tools. Professional features, affordable prices. Ryobi, exclusively at the Home Depot.
That's just beautiful.
So AARP has a series of tips for homeowners who want to improve their homes, make them safer and more comfortable. And I found these tips on their website, aarp.org/universalhome. In the bathroom alone, I widened the door, installed brighter light bulbs, and put non-slip surfacing on the floor tiles. Instead of wishing my house had improvements, I'm making them.
To bring comfort, safety, and a future to any home, visit us online at aarp.org/universalhome.
AOL's new real estate site has answers for just about everything a homeowner, buyer, seller, or renter may have. In fact, it's like they're reading your mind.
Hello?
Hello? Who said that?
Me, down here. I'm AOL Real Estate. Got any questions about your house?
Well, I feel a little strange talking to a website, but I do have a question about wooden siding. I live near a wooded area, and sometimes...
Aluminum pie pans.
I beg your pardon?
Aluminum pie pans. Hang them from your eaves. Scares the bejeevers out of them woodpeckers.
Wow, that's what I was thinking. Okay, I have a 60s-style bungalow, and every once in a while...
4-inch retro-style moisture-proof tile in your bath. Lose that wet dog smell.
That was weird. Okay, concrete driveway and...
Vapor permeable sealer. Make spills yesterday.
Pink paint.
Lead composition. Stabilize with 3-in-1 primer. Paint over with an Aegean blue to match your eyes.
I think I love you.
AOL Real Estate. So smart, it's amazing. Go to realestate.aol.com to see our own answer man, Tom Kreitler, in action. The Money Pit is brought to you by Therma-True, the nation's leading manufacturer of fiberglass entry and patio door systems. Choose the brand more building professionals prefer and add up to $24,000 to the perceived value of your home. For more information, visit Therma-True.com.
It's the happiest place on earth if you're a construction professional. We are here in Orlando, Florida at the 2007 International Builders. This show, this very special program, is here to talk about the newest, the greatest, the latest home improvement products that you're going to see on store shelves and in your homes and in new construction over the next 12 months. And there's over a million square feet of exhibit space here.
Yeah, that's right. And at the 2007 International Builders Show, it's the place to be if you're a construction pro, but sorry if you're not, you're not invited. And that's why we're here to tell you everything that's going on here at the Builder Show. And the Money Pit, of course, is broadcasting from the Grace Construction booth. And we're bringing you the best of the best, including new ideas for your kitchen and your bath. And, you know, actually, our next guest we've got standing by here, we've got Mike Murda from Renai, because by their very nature, standard hot water heaters are not exactly the smartest. You know, they're going to heat the water whether you want it or not.
That's right, but tankless hot water heaters are a smart way to save energy and money, and the benefits don't end there. Here to tell us more about them is Mike Murda from Renai. So, Mike, let's start with the basics for people that aren't familiar with it. What is a tankless water heater?
Thank you, Tom, for being here, first of all. The tankless water heater, in its basic principle, heats water on demand, meaning that it stays idle. There's no energy being consumed until it senses a demand for hot water. It's a very smart system in that it will heat the water as it passes through what we call a heat exchanger, basically a copper boiler, if you will, but high energy efficient burner underneath that boiler to heat the water as it's required.
So there's really no tank at all?
No tank at all, Leslie.
That's amazing.
Now, you were telling me some time ago about the installation of these, and you say that a common mistake that plumbers make is they don't put the right size gas line. Can you explain that?
That's correct. While we're using a higher amount of BTU for a short amount of time, we require a 3/4-inch gas line diameter versus the standard tank would usually normally use just a half inch, Tom.
So you need a larger volume of gas, but you're actually using less of it.
That's correct.
Not going to affect your costs at all for usage of the gas.
Absolutely not. In fact, you're going to see savings of 30 to 50% below that of a standard tank, electrical or gas water heater, Leslie.
Oh,
now, what
amazing.
About the zoning capability of a tankless? Sometimes you get complaints of, taking forever to get hot water, for example, to your bathroom in the wintertime. Can this actually deliver water any quicker?
It will not deliver the water any quicker from point A to point B. What you can do, though, with the tankless water heater, because it's what we call a direct vent product, we're bringing combustion air from outside the home, you can place this in a closet in an attic space closer to the demand.
So you could zone your hot water.
Absolutely, Tom. That's a great way of saying it.
And because they're tankless and so small, how much space are you saving?
You're saving anywhere from 12 to 16 square feet of usable floor space.
So a closet really is a viable option for installation.
Absolutely.
And this really is a green product. I know you guys have just completed a project with our friends at This Old House, building the Austin Green Project. This is actually a very, very green, environmentally responsible appliance to use.
Yes, it is. We consider it the green of green products in that it's not only energy efficient, it is low on environmental gases, if you will, that are harmful to the environment, the CO2, the NOx. Plus, when you look at the recyclability of the unit, a lot of the components are recyclable. So we're not putting tanks into the landfill anymore. We're recycling materials.
You have a great website, foreverhotwater.com, a great place to go and learn more about tankless water heaters. And actually, you have a good sizing tool there to teach you about what size water heater you need.
Proper size for usage.
Exactly. Because I think it's a product. This time has come, and there's really no reason to put in a dumb water heater any further. There's too many benefits of tankless, from the environmental benefits to the energy efficient benefits to the control benefits. The fact that you can dial temperature up and down as, say, a child goes to take a bath, you can dial the temperature down, you can dial it back up, even with remote controls. Mm-hmm. So good product. Mike Murtaugh from Rinnai, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
Thank you so much.
Right now, we are going to jump into a new topic. It is about something that's a do-it-yourself project that you really wouldn't think of. It's concrete countertops.
That's right. It comes in lots of colors, stains, and finishes. And if you want to do it yourself, you can save a bundle. Here to tell us more is Tim Beasley from QuickCrete. Now, Tim, I've seen concrete countertops, and they are gorgeous, and they are terribly difficult to install. How is it that you've made one that a DIYer can tackle?
Well, actually, we've kind of taken a very hard project and made it very simple for the do-it-yourself to do. We've designed a self-consolidating concrete countertop mix that we're going to supply in an 80-pound bag that virtually anybody that can mix concrete can create their own countertops.
So you're still needing to build a form of some sort to, make sure it doesn't just pour right off your new counters.
That's correct. Well, you can do it two ways. You can do precast, where you build your forms off from the countertop.
Right.
Or you can actually do it the cast in place, where you actually build your forms right on the countertops.
Now, what about the color of it? I mean, you think of concrete as just being gray sidewalks. What color options do you have with a concrete top?
Well, we have six different liquid colors that you can add to it, provided by QuickCrete, as brown, charcoal, buff, terracotta, and red and black. And that's going to give a little more character into the concrete instead of just your normal gray.
And are the finishes sort of rough like you would see on the floor, or are they highly polished?
They're highly polished. With the self-consolidating concrete that we've created, it eliminates having a mechanical vibration, and it actually consolidates the material itself, and it comes out almost as smooth as glass once
you... So there's no additional step to that finish?
Well, there may be some steps you have to do. This just eliminates a lot of that. You don't have to go through the buffing and grinding that you normally would under normal concrete.
Now, being the skeptic that I am, If, say, you're installing this and you make a horrible mistake, how do you correct it, or is it difficult to then remove it and try again?
No, you just remove and try again. It's not that difficult to do. It's really probably not a good thing to try to repair that, because it's going to look like a repair forever. So you just start over, and it's very inexpensive to use. We're only looking at probably about $17 a square foot to actually, use
the
material.
And what's the cost of a pro to come in and
do it?
Yeah,
I was going
to
say,
probably about anywhere from $65 to $100 a square foot.
Wow. That's really only see concrete tops right now in very, very high-end homes. So I think this is the first time it's been really affordable for a do-it-yourselfer, or even, for your remodeling contractor to actually do it themselves and actually build it for you. Mm-hmm. So, I'm sure some of the customers you have are do it for me, and some of them are do it yourselves, and this really kind of works for both classes of people.
It is a commercial grade, so we have made it in design for a contractor, but also where a homeowner feels very comfortable.
The instructions are user friendly.
Absolutely.
Okay. It's good to know, because concrete countertops are so amazingly beautiful, and to know that they're finally cost effective and something that we could tackle on our own is great.
Yes. And it's something that even if your countertop's a little bit out of shape, it doesn't matter, because you're making the form to fit it. My countertop's an inch out of square and 8 feet.
Right. And the unique thing about this is almost like a lot of people describe it as art.
Absolutely.
It's whatever you want to do with it, you can do with it. You can put designs in it, and the contractors, they kind of give their own little personal touch
to it. Tim Beasley from Quikrete, thanks for stopping by the Money Pit. We're going to take a short break. Coming up, propane is fueling a new underground movement among homeowners. Up next, what does it take to install a propane tank in your backyard? Find out from an expert after this.
You live in a money pit.
This portion of the Money Pit is brought to you by April Air, makers of professionally installed high-efficiency air cleaners. For more information, go to aprilair.com. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Welcome back to a very special edition of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show from Orlando, Florida. No, we didn't take a vacation to Disney, but we are in the happiest place on Earth.
It's a vacation for us because it's so fun.
Exactly. It's the happiest place on Earth if you're a construction professional. It's the International Builders Show, and we are broadcasting courtesy of our host for today's broadcast, Grace Construction Products.
So we've been scouring the 1 million square feet of show floor space here, and we are finding the best of the best products and innovations, and we are bringing them to you, our listeners, because you can't be here.
One of those innovations is propane. It's fueling an underground movement among builders. A new survey finds that more than a third of the homes built in the last year in areas with little or no access to natural gas were fitted with underground propane tanks.
The Propane Education and Research Council did the survey of home builders, and joining us is a consultant to the group, Tom Janicki. Tom, what is it? When does it make sense to use propane to supply heat to your home?
Well, propane is giving you an advantage because you can supply more than just heat to the home. People like the ambiance of gas fireplaces, gas cooking. 98% of the professional chefs in the country use gas, and so the homemaker likes to use gas also. And so it gives you an advantage in being able to do all things in the home related to gas energy with an energy supply, either at the residence or in a community tank system.
Now let's talk about that community tank system, because I understand there was an award given here to a builder that did a condominium project in Hawaii, oceanfront, that used a community tank. So a community tank, in other words, is a tank that's installed that services the building or the development. Mm-hmm. And normally you think of propane as sort of a unit by unit by unit kind of a fuel source.
But now it actually, very large tank.
Now it actually can service a community.
Yes, actually, that is a very popular trend, not just in Hawaii, but across the country. And in that particular development you're talking about, there were 38 condominium developments fueled by a 2,000-gallon propane tank, and it goes into each individual unit with a metered system, not unlike you would see in natural gas. And the homeowner gets a bill monthly.
Based on their usage.
Based on their individual usage.
Now, that tank sounds to be fairly sizable. How are you burying them, and how are they standing up to environmental conditions?
How are they made?
Well, the tanks are made out of a heavy gauge steel. They're mastic coated, and they're buried typically by the propane supplier, usually with equipment on the home site anyway, because of the construction process and the foundations being dug. So it's an easy process to be able to dig the hole and put the proper backfill in and fill the tank. And the the reason it's so attractive is because instead of the tank being in the backyard, it's under the backyard.
Mm-hmm. And really all you see is just some sort of little dome, which is where the installer would know to go to refill it.
There's a small dome that sticks, it varies a little bit, but about 6 inches to 8 inches above the ground, mm-hmm. A lid on it for filling purposes, and the deliveries are scheduled so that the homeowner doesn't even have to worry about the supply of gas.
Is there any reason why you would not be able to have a buried propane tank? Is there a climate or geographical reason that would make it not?
Is water, for example, in the soil an issue in terms of water height?
Typically, if the property you're building on is so wet that water is an issue for the propane tank, it would also be an issue for the home. So
But then you could just go above ground if you had to.
Sure.
And cover it with some landscaping.
Absolutely.
Tom Janicki from the Propane Council, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. For more information, you can go to usepropane.com. You have been listening to a very special edition of the Money Pit broadcast courtesy of Grace Construction Products, live from the floor of the 2007 International Builders Show. Coming up next week, hate waiting for a hot shower on a cold morning on the Money Pit. We're going to tell you how you can have your hot shower in seconds with one turn of the faucet. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.